We are looking at Ha Mim Sajda. There is a fascinating incident that was revealed with regards to the opening verses, in which Utbah Abdul Walid had asked his counterparts that he would like to speak to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and find out what is it that he really wants by his message. And when he spoke to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam listened. After he completed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then began reciting the opening verses of Ha Mim Sajda. It had a profound impact on him. Let us look at the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in the opening verses of Surah Ha Mim Sajda. The surah begins with Ha Mim, which is from the Huruf Muqatta'at, those letters which the meaning of which is hidden to us as human beings. This is a secret between Allah and His Messenger. Then, moving further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Tanzeelun min ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a revelation from the most beneficent and the most merciful. It is undoubtedly Allah's extreme kindness. It is undoubtedly Allah's extreme mercy on His servants that He has revealed such a great and unique book to us for our guidance. And this is a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What type of a book is this? Kitabun fussilat ayatuhu. It is a book whose verses are well separated. The verses being literally separated is obviously in the sense that you have the ayat. Even in the figurative sense, the verses are separated in the sense that thousands of different themes and sciences are discussed separately in verses. Qur'anan Arabiyan. It is a Qur'an in the Arabic language, لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ, for a people of understanding. The Qur'an is revealed in a clear and lucid Arabic tongue of the highest category, which is the mother tongue of the first addressees, the Arabs in the Arabian Peninsula. The Qur'an was revealed in Arabic so that they would have no difficulty in understanding it, so that they could understand it for themselves and teach it to others. Yet, despite this, it is obviously only those who possess understanding will be able to derive benefit from it. If you don't have understanding, then what benefit will you really gain from the Qur'an? The Qur'an is such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bashira wa nadhira. The Qur'an is a conveyor of glad tidings and a warning. The Qur'an conveys glad tidings of salvation and prosperity to those who believe in it. It also issues very stern warnings for the evil consequences of those who reject it. فَأَعْرَضَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. And most of them did not pay heed, so they do not listen. Despite all these facts, it's surprising that many people do not pay heed to the valuable words of advice that this great book, the Qur'an, offers. That if they do not pay heed to it in the first place, then how is it even possible that they would listen to it? And assuming they listen to it with their ears and up to their hearts, then it wouldn't impact them in any way. وَقَالُوا, and the obstinate people of Makkah, they, let alone not paying heed to any advice nor listening to it, they made such statements that the person advising them would become totally despondent and would give up. And what did they say? قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةٍ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَا إِلَيْهِ. Our hearts are in coverings from that towards which you call us. Our hearts are in covers from that which you call us, therefore nothing reaches your heart. When you speak, وَفِي آذَانِنَا وَقْرُ. There is a weight in our ears. So what they said is that when you speak, our ears become hard on hearing. And due to the weight in our ears, we are not able to hear what you're saying. وَبَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكَ حِجَابٌ. And they said that there's such a barrier between us and you that we're unable to meet each other. if the walls of animosity and hostility that are between us are broken down, and even the gulf between us is filled, we still won't reach each other. فَأْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَامِلُونَ. That you do your work and we will continue with ours. Don't ever hope that we will ever be influenced by your words of advice. This was the response from the Kuffar of Makkah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was told by Allah to respond to this by saying that I am neither Allah whereby I can turn your hearts by force. I'm not an angel who you are constantly requesting that you want an angel to be sent down. Nor am I any other creature. I'm a human being. Rather, I'm a member of your race, on account of which it should be very easy for you to accept and to understand. I'm a person who Allah had chosen for His final and perfect message. Based on this, irrespective of how much you turn away and how depressing your statements may be, I will convey. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. I'm also human just like you. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. That the revelation had come to me. أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدْ. That your Rabb, your deity, is just one. And that He has revealed to me, فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. And remain then upright to Him alone and seek His forgiveness. وَوَيْلُ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ. And destruction to the polytheists. Nabi Sassu was telling them that I have been informed via divine revelation that the object of worship and absolute sovereignty of all of you, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None is worthy of worship but Allah. It is therefore incumbent on every one of you to turn to that one Allah in all matters and affairs, and we should not step away from the path of Allah. If we are threading the crooked path, then we are on the wrong path. Who are those who go on the crooked path? They are those الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةُ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. Those who do not give the zakah and who reject the hereafter. They are certainly on the crooked path, they are on the wrong path. Those whose relationship with Allah is such, they ascribe some weak creation as a partner to Allah. Those whose relationship with their fellow humans is such and do not give any charity or zakah to those who are in need, who are at the same time totally heedless of the destiny and what will happen to them. So these are those people that you need to understand. They need to understand that this is not the path that Allah has outlined. What is the path? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. However, those who believe and did good deeds, for them is a never-ending reward. If they believe and they do good deeds, then the word لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَأْمُونَ. That the word ma'moon here is something uninterrupted. And the sense is that the reward for those who are firm in their faith and are regular in doing good deeds would be continuous and eternal. And some of the ulama say that if a Muslim, despite being regular in his religious duties, could not perform them at any time due to illness, travel, or for some other reason, then that person attains a reward for the good deeds. Almighty Allah orders the angel to keep on crediting those people of the good deeds who used to carry out under regular and normal circumstances, but due to illness or for some other reason, cannot do it. The hadith on the subject have been narrated by a number of the commentators that if you consistent in an action, then even when you are not able to, for genuine reasons, not carry out that action, you will still attain the reward. And that is why consistency, punctuality, discipline are such key qualities for a believer.